This is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Cheryl Snyder. It is now time for our daily update with City Manager Rory Watt. Hello, Rory.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing really well this afternoon. What would you like to talk about today? How is it looking?
Well, I just successfully changed a flat tire, which is not what I was hoping that was going to happen today, but that's kind of life right now.
It's nice to have those accomplishments, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's on the COVID front, again, quiet. We do not have any new infected people, so that's quite a few days in a row. And I did not see any report from the state. I think it might be none again for the state. So all the analytical trends going the right way, testing up. Right now, we're sort of in the hold pattern and worry about the budget.
Yeah, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I will. So a lot of the discussion today is about whether or not the governor's proposal to distribute the CARES Act funding will come to fruition, and it's not looking very likely right now. So this was the $2.2 trillion congressional act that is sending $1.25 billion to Alaska that the governor proposed to distribute. $562 million to the municipalities. And it looks like the legislature's got a different opinion on the process that has to be followed. So I think we're going to get a legislative session. And it looks like the guidance from U.S. Treasury is not favorable in terms of us being able to use funds to work on the problem. So there are a lot of hurdles out there.
So any thoughts on what it may end up looking like for Juneau?
Well, somewhere between zero and $53 million, mm-hmm. not to be too glib. Mm-hmm. We just don't know. It's the, you know, the national struggle about how those funds to be used. That's our plight in Juneau and all of the southeast towns and a lot of Alaska. The problem is we have a revenue problem. The crash of tourism and the local economy is on the municipal level, it's a revenue problem, and on the business level, it's a revenue problem. And the CARES funds are for the costs of COVID. So we don't really have a cost problem. We have a revenue problem, and nobody's figured out how to turn a revenue problem into a cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and particularly tricky here in Juneau when all of this hit right at the brink of our season starting up. So, yeah, a lot to think through there. What's the timing for making decisions around this funding?
Well, at the city, we've got to make decisions for the municipal budget by June 15th. So the assembly and myself we're running out of time. We hoped we were going to get clarity, you know, so we took this Wednesday off in hopes that there would be some resolution, and we didn't get any, and we're going to be back at it next week on Wednesday and, you know, in some ways making decisions in a little bit of a vacuum, which is unfortunate, but you have to play the hand of your dealt sometimes.
Yeah. Yep. So, okay. So obviously finances is a big thing on your mind. Yesterday when you were on with Scott, you mentioned that another thing you're really looking towards is opening schools back up in September. And I was wondering, what would you need to see happening in order for that to take place?
Yeah. Let's talk about the what we all hope for. I think what needs to happen for us to be in a good place on schools is we need to keep having really good community behavior, you know, all the good social distancing, no big groups, all of the good business practices. You know, we've got to train the kids to do better hand hygiene. We've got to keep the spread down. And I think over the summer, I hope we can really boost up our testing capacity in the community. And every time I talk to anybody that's involved in the testing world, there's just a little advance here and there, and I'm hoping that happens. Our test numbers are up. We're nearly at about 1% of our population per week, which is really good. And, you know, and other technological advances that we read about in the news. So, you know, I think part completely out of our control. But that just means that we need to do really well with the things that we can control.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I think this whole period is about learning to be comfortable with things that we just don't have the answers to right now. Just learning to be okay in the present and do what we need to do each day.
Yeah, I've noticed that it's hard for a lot of people that like to be more in control. And accepting that we're in a situation where we have limited control is very difficult. It's tough. On the good note, did you go to Alaskan Brewery and get your hand sanitized?
I have not yet, but I was going to ask you about that. You want to share with our listeners what's going on?
Yeah, so Alaskan Brewery repurposed some of their equipment, and they've made, I don't even know how much, but gallons and gallons of hand sanitizer, and they're giving it out free to the public. If you go to the brewery tasting room, I forget the exact hours, but I think it's mornings. You bring your own container. If you're a business, you can call and make an appointment. I think they've sent gallons to outlying communities. So big thanks to Alaskan Brewery for making hand sanitizer, which has been hard to buy, and businesses need it as part of their reopening plans.
Yeah, it's really, really great that they're doing that. Hey, Rory, on another lighter note, did you check the joke line today?
I did not check the joke line today.
Well, you know what? I did. I came prepared today. Okay, so here's the joke. Here's the joke on the joke line, okay? What is a snake's favorite school subject?
What is a snake's favorite school subject? I don't know.
History.
I just want to say that's terrible.
It is terrible. It's so bad you just have to laugh, right? Okay, so the joke line, if you want to call, it's 586-0428. And if you can't remember that number, just go to the Parks and Rec website and you can find it there. Rory, anything else for us today?
Wash your hands. Take care of yourself and take care of our community.
Okay, and thank you, Rory, for all you are doing to take care of our community. And have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.